Hi there, welcome to this week's audio training. I'm so excited you're listening to this. I'm going to jump right in. This week we're going to be talking about procrastination and why and how it can, you know, the right kind of procrastination can actually help you create content in your business. Okay, first let me take you on a little journey, okay, a mini micro journey. Imagine this, you've carved out a full hour or maybe even two to write, I don't know, maybe your course content, your sales page or your about page on your website, and you know, you're feeling really good about yourself, with yourself. You're feeling really good about it, you're feeling really pleased with yourself is what I want to say. So you have all of this time and you're like, oh, I'm going to get this done. Yay, you know, I'm sure I can get this done at the end of the hour or 2 hours. So you sit down at your computer, you know, or maybe you have a notebook open if you're kicking it old school. But let's imagine you're at your computer, right? So you have a blank screen, like you know, there's a blank page in front of you. And maybe you have this, you know, you've opened up an AI based platform, something maybe ChatGPT. You've inserted a prompt, a question, and, you know, AI has picked out an answer, and you're looking at it and you're staring at it either at a blank page or that answer that AI gave to you, and you're like, okay, what do I do next? So as you're thinking this, out of nowhere there's like a voice in your head, and it might say something like, there's that bunch of cupcakes sitting on the kitchen counter, so, you know, why don't I take a break and have one, you know? Or maybe you hear something like, did I take out the garbage? Or for you, it might be the ever-present and, let me just say, always deadly, why don't I just check Facebook or Instagram for, you know, just 5 minutes? So I'm going to go ahead, as an aside, I'm going to go ahead and confess here that I can't count the number of times I've tumbled down the Instagram rabbit hole or the Facebook rabbit hole only to come up for air like 1 or 2 hours later, when my intention was to just spend like 5 minutes. And my personal record was 4 hours later. So I like, it was just 4 hours down the drain. Anyway, does any of that sound familiar? So it doesn't matter what you hear or why you're suddenly compelled to do something else the second you sit down to write. We all know that feeling of procrastination when it arises. The truth is, if you don't happen to have a strong, solid writing habit firmly in place, right? It's firmly in place as a daily habit. Something, it needs to be at the level of like, you know, taking a shower or brushing your teeth or something that you do every day without thinking twice, you know, having your morning cup of coffee, whatever it may be. If you don't have a writing habit as strong as and as solid as that, a daily writing habit, you will make excuses not to write to yourself and to anyone else who happens to be in the vicinity. So even worse, there are times when you won't even know you're procrastinating because it'll feel like, you know, a legitimate desire, a real need to clean the house or water the plants or, you know, I don't know, listen to the soundtrack of Footloose or Xanadu. I'm dating myself here, right? So some movie, whatever, maybe Barbie, whatever, right? So procrastination, right, is a real threat to all writers and entrepreneurs, and it certainly has many irresistible, seductive faces, I want to say. They're masks. But here's something I want you to consider. What if that less than inspired feeling you're experiencing when it comes to writing your content isn't procrastination after all? What if it isn't needless, meaningless delay on your part? What if that feeling of not wanting to write is just the natural ebb and flow of the creative process? Creativity is like a butterfly. Make sudden moves and she'll take flight. The key then is to nurture your creativity with love and patience. And that means knowing when to step forward, push forward with your writing, and knowing when to stop and take a break. This natural flow of creativity is a process that allows your brain, your mind, not to mention your spirit, to be replenished, refreshed, rejuvenated. It allows those creative juices to flow with ease. Ideas and inspiration will arise, allowing you to transform them into words on a page. Push too hard and this natural flow slows to a trickle and eventually stops cold. When this happens, writing whatever you need to write, the content in your business, website copy, emails, social posts, and all of the rest will start to feel like having your teeth pulled at the dentist and minus the anesthetic, right? So how can you tell the difference between a natural creative ebb that will refresh you for quicker, sharper, and certainly a far more pleasurable writing experience versus plain old-fashioned procrastination that's stopping you from getting the words out? Well, as far as I know, there's just one thing to look out for, one thing that separates the two. Procrastination arises from a feeling of doubt and fear, while creative ebb arises from a place of inner calm, a feeling of openness and reflection and inner evaluation. When you're procrastinating the old-fashioned way, the wrong kind of procrastination, you feel jittery, uncomfortable, fried. When you are tapping into the right kind of procrastination, when you're riding a creative ebb, curiosity and anticipation surface. They rise to the surface in your consciousness. So the next time you're being hard on yourself for putting off your writing, ask yourself if it's plain old procrastination or a creative ebb. If it's procrastination, the wrong kind, I would like you to write something, anything. Writing is the only cure for the wrong kind of procrastination, chronic procrastination that arises from doubt and fear. If it's a creative ebb, make room for it to run its course. Take an hour, a day, or a weekend, whatever you can spare, and do something completely different. Paint, go for a long drive. I love drives. Have Sunday brunch with the best friend. And when you come back to that blank screen, to your ChatGPT, you know, platform, whatever it is, the words will flow. At the very least, they'll appear, these words will appear in your consciousness and on the page with hardly any effort on your part. And your writing experience will feel joyful, creative, easy, pretty much effortless. So that's our mini audio training for today. If you do try this out, if you've experienced this and you apply it and you decide, you know what, the next time you feel like you're procrastinating, if you ask yourself that question, is this old-fashioned procrastination or is it a creative ebb? If you try it, let me know. You can either hit reply to that email in your inbox that I sent, or you can like find me on Instagram. I'm at Shantini Raja, one word. You can send me a DM. Just reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Until we meet again in this space or anywhere else, wishing you a lovely day and a beautiful week ahead. Bye for now.